High noon in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. The odds of me getting confused about time zones over the next few days, incredibly high. So everybody buckle up for that. Shout out to Hot Take Freddy. The video of this dude from Cincinnati saying Jaden Daniels is not that good is pretty funny, especially because his co-host, the woman that's with him, just rolls her eyes and smiles when he says that. Hot Take Freddy just sent me like a drilled down version of just that. Via Twitter, because the internet's undefeated. And this dude, Brandon, replied, "She gave that look you give your spouse when they're absolutely wrong about something, but you know if you correct them in that moment, it's going to start an argument." Then I got another one from CFC Dunks, and I can't read exactly what it says, but it's he said, "That look when you know somebody's lying, but you're listening anyway." It is, I don't know, that clip is highly, highly entertaining. Other things that are highly entertaining are credit pies. And our guy Ryan is in Connecticut. Ryan, hit it.
Hey, guys. The credit pie, it's obvious. I mean, you can almost give it all to Jaden, Cliff, and the offense. I'm more given a reaction that I know you guys had some game stuff you had to take care of after, but it was really awesome to watch Van Pelt interview Terry after. I mean, like, Terry deserves so much credit on and off the field because he gets so much unwarranted hate every year, and he continues to handle it so professionally and with the utmost class. And I feel like I'm a Commander fan in New York, New England area. We've lived a tortured life, and I know this is a knee-jerk reaction. That was a top five, top seven Washington football moment for my life. Like, my uncles, my dad, who have kind of fallen out of love with the team, even they were texting the group chat last night saying, "I love this team. I love this team." And they were saying, like, it felt like more than a win. I felt like it was kind of like the start of the Commanders era. Like, you can say what you want about the name, but if we're winning, I don't think anyone's going to care about the name as much. And I felt like from the owner to the GM to the coach, then to the Jaden Daniels, and then lastly, that ball going to Terry, it was almost like symbolic. Like, it was almost like an awesome experience for Washington fans that have been tortured to see that and be like, holy crap, we have hope. Like, it was special. And we might be a 7-10 team. We might be a 10-7 team. But that was, I felt like it was more than a win. It was kind of like the Commanders era with the whole new regime has finally begun.
Yep.
Well said, buddy.
I think he was inside that tunnel, and you saw the owners walking around and how they were basically all so ecstatic. It seemed like a changing of the guard, right?
Totally, man. It really did. It really did. All right, I want to get everybody on the phones. Rick is in D.C. I cannot confirm or deny it. This is Doc Walker. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? I love y'all's show. Very informative and definitely keep me entertained.
Appreciate it.
With that being said, I got to give 50% of the credit power to Harris and the whole ownership group for, one, you know, staying the course, staying with their plan, rescuing us from the old dude, the other guy. I don't even want to say his name. And
then, be named. Treat him like Voldemort.
Yeah, then I give 25% to Peters by actually having a plan when he got here. And, you know, blocking out the outside noise. Everybody wanted to go get the Wonder Boy up in Detroit and everything. He knew he wanted to lead them in. And then I got to get a rest to, you know, our head coach and the coaching staff he put together. Like, you can see from game one all the way up to this game that just happened, the growth and that they are actually coaching and teaching these young players, and they holding people accountable. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I haven't seen in – God damn, a long time with this team that, you know, these guys are we got actually football people and leader men that's actually holding these guys accountable to where we might not have the best talent, but, you know, everybody's flying to the ball. Even that first series, even though the rookie got burnt, most rookies are going to get burnt by Chase. But, hell, he still was out there flying around trying to make plays. So, long as I see growth, man, hey, the sky's the limit. And one last thing as far as with Terry. Terry, to me, is a throwback. He's a mixture of all three of the party, Art Monk, Gary Clark, and Ricky Sanders. Them brothers going to do everything. He's like a humble killer. Like, he's going to go deep. He's going to go across the middle. He's not going to be a diva or prima donna if he's not getting the ball. He's just an all-around team player. And it was just a pleasure to see that man have a breakout game, and man, the sky's the limit, man. I'm about to go to work, talk trace.
Right, man. I love good it, call, man. Enjoy. Real great call, call right there. All right, we have a Commanders fan that is very fired up about last night. Our dear friend Peter Rosenberg usually joins us on Thursdays, but I think so fired up from last night's game, you wanted to call in today. What up, man? How are you?
I mean, listen, since I first started calling in with you guys, when this show started a couple years back, whatever the hell it's been, we haven't had a lot of these. And I always get stuck, you know, talking about something, you know, sewage water pouring on someone's head. Will the owner be ousted? The name. I said, after last night, where we got to have this national coming out party for Jaden Daniels, damn it, I got to be on with B. Mitch and Finley today. Had to.
What's up, man?
Hell yeah, man. So
that after was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, man, it was. Listen, so B. Mitch, you were gone last week, and I told JP, you know, my thought on the game was it would be a track meet, and in the end, we would not have we wouldn't be able to keep up because I just didn't think the defense would be able to get enough stops. But two things happened that I didn't account for. One, obviously, Jaden played a whole level up than we have seen. He went up a full whole level. I'm excluding a couple other little things that are important, but I'd say the primary things are that, and our defense did get just a few more stops than I expected. Just a few. I mean, listen, those are still some putrid numbers that they gave up. But in the right moments, there were spots where they got to stop, and it was enough to win this game. And the only thing I'm scared of now, guys, the amount of congratulatory texts I'm getting today is a little like, hey, calm down. You know, I just met the girl last week. I know she seems perfect, but we're not together yet. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so it's
tough.
It's a little scary, but it's exciting.
You gotta kind of try to hold back going too crazy, but when you look at some of these stats and two straight games with no punts and no turnovers, and that's never happened in the Super Bowl era, and all this stuff is just bananas when you start to look at it in totality, man. Obviously, a lot of people deserve a lot of credit, but specifically, how are you feeling about Jaden right now?
Well, listen, he was everything you wanted him to be yesterday. I don't see how you could possibly ask for anything more. I still would like to protect him a bit more. I mean, number one, I think you got to start thinking about, you know, the future of who you're going to bring in to add protection for this guy. Even though they did a pretty good job the last couple of weeks of giving him a clean pocket, getting more bodies. Man, wouldn't it be great if we had the best left tackle of this generation on the team right now? That would be sweet. But so you start thinking about that, like, you know, long-term protection. But I just want to see him take care of himself a little bit more. You know, it seems that his style of running doesn't always lend itself to getting down. So he did take a couple hits I didn't love. But I think he's getting better each week at that. I think he is, little by little, avoiding it more. But I just cannot say enough about him. I mean, you know what you saw, and you brought this up last week when we talked, JP. You saw a guy last night who is not going to be scared of a Monday night game against the Cincinnati Bengals because he's taken his Tigers into Auburn and Georgia before.
There you go.
You really did see that. Like, there was no – I mean, I think the moment – I'm sure you guys have already talked about it, but, like, I'm just remembering now, the 4th and 4, when he's screaming, leave me out, we're going for this? I mean, in one sense, I was holding my breath scared, but I'm going, how do you not love a kid – who's like that, and just how smart he was with the football. When he got it wrong, he overthrew people. He wasn't throwing into traffic. There wasn't a real near interception, was there?
Nope.
No, not yesterday. The closest was against the Giants at home when Ertz kind of just bodied the DB to bring the ball home.
He was 21 of 23.
Yeah, what do you say about that? And then, you know, a couple other things I just love to see. Obviously, seeing Terry go off is you cannot overstate how big that is. That's just a gigantic bit of news for this team. And hopefully we'll get an update that Austin Eckler is okay, guys, because – you know, they managed to win the game without him. But I don't know if you guys had the thought. When he went out, I thought, oh, boy, that could be the difference maker that we need. Mm-hmm. He was that good and that explosive. So, you know, that's a huge piece, too. And I got to tell you, even on defense, like, Chin impressed me last night on a multitude of plays. There were a few moments there where I was really impressed by what the defense did. Like I said, obviously, they got shredded a lot of times. But they're dealing with quite possibly as good a quarterback-receiver tandem as there is in the league. So,
yeah.
You know,
Chase shreds
I'll give
a
little
lot
bit of
people.
Of slack. Exactly. Chase so, yeah. Felt great, guys. It felt great. I just, listen, we have a broken heart, man. We loved before. And the last time we loved, like, don't let history get rewritten. Everything that happened with Robert, we cannot forget that at the beginning, he was throwing that thing, too. He wasn't just running. He was chucking it, too. And it was like, oh, my God, we found it. I remember getting these congratulations once, you know, 12 years ago. So I'm just trying
the only
to
thing,
be patient.
Peter, I had a conversation with David Aldridge last night, and we were kind of talking about it.
This hasn't felt. That's a low key. That's the insider, baby. Okay, keep going.
Yo, DA is just the absolute best. Getting to sit next to David Aldridge in press boxes and watch football games is one of the joys of my life.
That's incredible. Okay.
Talking with DA about 2012 and what this is like, and the last time a rookie quarterback was this dynamic, and here's my contention, and I'm curious if you're with me on this too. In 2012, you got to credit Kyle Shanahan for coming up with a system when they brought the read option, when they first started running that in New Orleans. The NFL was completely not ready for that, mm-hmm. and that right. caught everything by surprise. Robert was incredibly accurate, but the read option what changed. The looks he was getting from defenses early on. And I don't think – I'm not taking anything away from that rookie season for Robert. But because of the element of true surprise they had with the read option, I think a lot of – I don't want to call it gimmicky, but it was so inventive and, frankly, avant-garde for that time mm-hmm. that it was harder to judge offensively what they were doing. I think Jaden, in the second half of the Giants game, and then especially last night, he won from the pocket. He was just a pocket passer that was dealing. Yeah. And that, to me, and the running is awesome, don't get me wrong, but that, to me, is why this is different. This is a pocket passer that goes through his progressions and can beat you with his eyes and his arm, oh, and by the way, with his legs, too.
Yeah.
I think that everything you said was very fair to all parties involved. It's completely true. I mean, we are watching a real quarterback, a semi-traditional quarterback. The way I want to see this kid play the game, because I want him to have longevity, you want him to be a pocket passer who just on a few third downs a game just breaks the defense's back because they've been dealing with him in the pocket, and then all of a sudden it's 3rd and 13, you think a play's dead, and he breaks off 17 yards. And oh, yeah. You forgot that he can do that to you. Mm-hmm. If that's who he can become, there's not a sort of running quarterback in the league right now who I think on paper has a better skill set. Like, you know, I listen, Josh Allen has a toughness that we don't know yet if Jaden has, obviously, right? But Josh Allen also has a propensity for throwing a stupid pass that gets turned over. I've already seen enough. I know this isn't popular. I know everyone will tell you, oh, please, Lamar Jackson is the most accurate passer in the league. He's not. I've already seen enough to tell you that this kid is going to be a better pocket passer than Lamar Jackson is. I'm telling you, we've seen enough in 2 weeks of in terms of what is in there mm-hmm. that he could be a true pocket passer, not one who everyone's saying it because they want him to be a multidimensional quarterback. Sorry, Ravens fans. He's really great. But if it ends up being a game where he has to pass all day, y'all have problems. You do. I really do think, B. Mitch, he could be all of those things.
And I think the thing about Jaden, he corrects things and he learns quickly because they told him when you start breaking, look down the field. Yesterday, when he broke out the pocket, he did look down the field and throw some passes as well.
Well, the late touchdown to Terry that is like, you know, obviously feels like it's already becoming a forever kind of highlight. Earlier in the game, you know, Troy Aikman was killing Jaden for not, on a similar play, when protection got broken, not trusting where Terry was, the corner had fallen down, and Jaden put the ball in the wrong place. And then you just fast forward a couple quarters, a similar play on the other side happens, same side, and he ends up getting it just right. So maybe you're right, B. Mitch. He seems to be a kid who's listening, and it seems like he's listening with regard to trying to get down more often. We're not seeing as many of those forward.
He had a legit
fumbles.
Slide last night.
A legit slide, yep. After the first down. You love to see it.
Yeah, I think he's a young player in his third game, and even the level of excellence he's hitting is relatively unparalleled, and the growth game to game is incredible.
I know.
But it's crazy.
We got to be careful. We're getting we're falling head over heels right now. All of them. We're sitting here falling in love. Just please protect this man. Please be patient, Commanders fans, and just whatever they can do to scheme him up in a way where he's safe. Obviously, you want to let him go out and ball. Like, he's got to do what he does. Yep. But he is still young, and he is still slight. Like, he is going to get bigger. Like, we will look at video of last night, God willing, in 5 to 7 years, you know, when he's sitting in the position of a Burrow or an Allen or one of these guys who everyone knows is one of the best. And when they show the highlights from this night, we'll be like, oh, my God, he looks like a little kid. He's got a lot more growing to do. So we just need to protect him until he does that because he is a small dude. But so far, man, he seems pretty tough. Not going to lie to you.
Oh, he's tough.
Pretty damn tough.
He is tough.
Peter, it is very fun to have you on in this scenario rather than asking you annoying stuff.
I loved it. You know what? Let's do it again, guys. I'm up for this.
All right,
let's do it again. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg, one of the best. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio, Hot 97, ESPN New York, WWE. He does it all, and through it all, loves his burgundy and gold. When we come back, we haven't heard from the head coach yet. Dan Quinn talked a lot about a lot of things and about his quarterback that gives this Washington team a chance every time they take the field. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.